أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope that you are well, inshallah. Today is Saturday, and we missed about 2 or 3 days before because of the program was plugged, or actually the lesson was interrupted because of the program. Today, inshallah, the program is coming back again and it's working, and inshallah all of you get benefit of this. Today we reach to with tawdih al-masail in Islamic laws for Sayyid al-Sistani, and we reach to ways of proving impurity, ways of improving impurity. Alright, in this way we reach to issue 122. Within issue 122, I'm going to reach the original words of the Sayyid. Okay, yes, here it is. There are three ways of proving the najasa of anything. Three ways of proving the najasa of anything. Before we study this, let's take this rule. كل شيء لك طاهر حتى تثبت نجاسته. Everything is pure, pak, until you prove that it is what? That it is najis. Okay, this is put it in your mind, and let's go straight for the words of the Sayyid with issue 122. There are three ways of proving the najasa of anything. Number one should be certain or satisfied that something is najis. If one suspects that something may be najis, okay, one should be certain or satisfied that something is najis. First of all, you should have what? You should have knowledge. You should be certain. You have to be sure that this thing is najis. Okay? Or satisfied. It is najis. If one suspects, here you should put two lines. You should put two lines under the word of suspects, you know, because suspects, it is different from what? Different from certain. Okay, if one suspects that something may be najis, okay, you suspect now, you're not sure. If you suspect that something may be najis, it is not necessary to avoid it. See? Here you have a suspicious. Okay? You are not sure of that thing is what is najis. Shall I avoid it? No. You don't need to avoid it. Why? I suspect it is what? It is najis. Yes, here is the point. You suspect it. you don't have, you're not sure that thing is what? That thing is najis. When you are sure it is najis, when you have knowledge it is najis, at that time you should what? You should avoid it. But now, since that you not sure, you are not sure, you are suspect that thing or that something what may be najis, maybe you suspect that something may be najis, so it is not necessary to avoid it. Accordingly, eating or drinking at stalls and gates, houses where public goes to eat, and where people without scruples about najasa frequent is allowed, and unless one knows that the food supplied is najis. Okay, here a person, he should be sure that the places where he is visiting or the places where he is going to eat, just like the houses of the others, his brother houses, his friends houses, anybody else, or even at the public restaurants, something like that. Okay, here the situation, you shouldn't work or avoid these places, these plates, the food there, unless you are sure that all the food that being presented or offered to you what are najis. If you are not sure they are najis, you consider it is what? It is what? It is pak, tahir. Yes, it is pak. Okay, again, I'm going to repeat the words of the Sayyid. Accordingly, eating or drinking at stalls and guest houses where public goes to eat, and where people without scruples about najasa frequent. Yes, those people, they don't care about najasa or something like that, but you shouldn't say their food or their plates are what? Are najis. You should deal with it as tahir, pak, and eat with it. Okay? Unless you know that the food supplied is najis. If you know that the food supplied is najis, so now you should avoid it. Okay? And don't eat it. But if you have a suspect, here the point is you have a suspect now. You're not sure that this food what? That this food is najis. So you have to deal with it as tahir and eat from it. And eat from it. Do you hear me, please? Do you hear me? Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. All right. Now, yes. Way number two. This is the first way. You have a suspect and you shouldn't take care of your suspect. Second way. Here, if... Yes, let's see. All right. Good. If a reliable person who possesses controls or manages a thing says that is najis. For example, if the wife or a servant or a maid says that particular, and yes, I can see it. Yes, or a maid says that a particular utensil or any other object which she handles is najis. It will be what? Accepted as najis. Here, if this person, you trust him, just like your wife or your servant or maid who control these things, just like preparing food, okay, who he is the manager of these things, just like who clean it, who make it park, he himself told you that all these pots, all these dishes, or the spoon, or the plate, or any thing, or maybe somebody else, okay, he told you these things aren't pak, aren't tahir. So how shall I deal with it? Shall I deal with it as najis or as pak, tahir? Here the point is you have to deal with it as najis. You have to deal with it as najis. Alright, so if this person who you trust, just like your wife or your servant, your maid, okay, told you that what that thing is najis, okay, how shall you deal with this? Are you going to consider it's this thing is najis and you deal with it as a najis and you have to clean it, okay, to make it pack, or to leave it? No, you should take your servant, your wife, or the trustful man or person, and to work according to his words and to consider that thing as najis, not tahir, not tahir. Do you have a question? No. Okay. Now we finished two ways of improving impurity of the things. Now with the third way, if two persons, yes, somebody asked two persons, how you make it plural? This is linguistic. According this, we make it plural according to American words, American grammar, not according to British, because according to British language, a person, a plural of it is people. Yes, thank you very much. That's great. Thank you. I have such a clever students. That's great. Okay. Way number three. If two just persons testify that a certain thing is najis, provided that their testimony deals with the reason for najasa. Again, if two persons, okay, if two persons testify that a certain thing is najis. Two persons, they came and testify, swear, and they said, this is a blanket, this is a plate, okay, this carpet, okay, or this rug is what is najis. What shall we do? Here, provided that their testimony deals with the reason for najasa. Okay, you have to deal with their testimony. You know what's the meaning of testimony? Testimony, it is just like in Arabic, shahada, shahada. Yes, they presented their shahada. They said, this rag is najis. We swear that this rag is najis. You trust them, these two persons. Okay, so what shall you do with this rug, or with this carpet, or with this blanket? You should deal with it as najis. You should deal with it as najis, and you have to take it to make it park, to wash it according to the najasa. Either the najasa was urine, or was essential najasa, or was dog touch it with wet, or something like that, blood, semen, and so on. Alright, now I have two persons and they testify that this blanket or this bed is najis. I have to deal with this blanket or this bed as najis. Exactly. Okay, now we finished the three ways of proving impurity of things. Now we move to issue one. If you have a question, please, you can write this question. Okay, or after, at the end of the lesson, maybe you can ask me the question. All right. Now we reach to issue 123. Sistani said, if a person does not know whether a thing is clean, clean, it means tahir, it means pak, exactly, not najis, very good, great, or najis. Okay, if you don't know whether this thing is tahir or najis, pak or najis, and clean, you don't know. Why? Because of ignorance. You know what's the meaning of ignorance? Yes, because jahl. Yes. All right. Because of ignorance. For example, if he does not know whether the droppings of arat is clean, tahir, or not. You know, a dropping of droppings of the rat. Rat, you know what's the meaning of rat? Far. Okay. Rat, it means far. The droppings of the rat, of a rat, just like it's urine, it's rubbish. Okay? These what we call the droppings. And this person, he doesn't know that the droppings of a rat is clean or not, najis, pak or not. He should inquire from those who know. Inquire, brothers and sisters. Inquire. It means he should ask a question. He should take or have explanation from people who knows. I mean from sheikhs, from ulama. He has to ask. Each person in this world has to ask, brothers and sisters. There is a quote, I'll say it in Arabic, اسأل عن دينك حتى اسأل عن دينك حتى يقال أنك مجنون. Ask about your details in religion until they said that you are crazy to ask such a questions. Yes, it is very important. أخوك دينك فاحتط دينك. Your brother is your religion. So you have to have what? To have a precaution for your religion. Okay? So, again, going back to the our issue. If he doesn't know whether the droppings of a rat is pack or not, he should inquire, ask from those who know. Okay? Like Shaykh, like Ulama. Okay. But if he knows what the rule and doubts, he knows the rule and doubts the nature of particular thing, example, then here we have two things. First of all, this person, he doesn't know that the dropping of a rat either najis or not, he should go and ask. Okay, this is the first point. Now, second thing, if he doesn't know, he doubt. Okay, if he doubt. Okay, yes. But if he knows the rule and doubts, he knows the hukum, but now he suspects, he doubts what the nature of the particular thing, whether this it is a dropping of a rat or it isn't a dropping of a rat. He suspects this. The first picture, brothers and sisters, he was sure that these things are the dropping of the rats, but he doesn't know the rule. It is najis or tahir. Now we ask him to go and ask. Now the second picture, he knows that the dropping of rat is najis or are najis, but he doesn't know these particular things, are they droppings of the rats or not? You notice the difference between the first picture and second picture or not? Are you sure? I can repeat it many times. It's very easy. Okay. Now, I have two persons. The first person, he found that a droppings of rats. Okay, he found a droppings of a rat. Okay, but he doesn't know that these droppings of a rat najis or not. Najis or not. Okay, the first picture that this person, he saw that these, he's sure that these droppings are from a rat, but he doesn't know the rule, he doesn't know the hukum, whether this dropping are pak or najis. What shall he do? Now he should ask the ulama, he should ask Shaykh in order to be aware of najasa. Okay, this is the first picture. The second picture, brothers and sisters, is like that. This person now, he knows that the droppings of a rat is najis, he knows, but he suspects whether these particular things in front of him, which they fall in food, which they fall in undercooked water, are they from droppings of a rat or not? He suspects that. Are they from Arad or not? Yes. Here, but if he knows the rule and doubts the nature of particular things, like when he doubts whether a thing is blood or not. You see, he doubts whether this thing it is a blood or not. Maybe just like a liquid, but it is what? It is red. Its color, it is red. He isn't sure that thing is blood or it is just a paint. Okay, or just a color. Okay? Or if he does not know whether it is the blood of a mosquito or a human being. You know, the blood of a mosquito, it is what? It is pack. Why? Because when the mosquito swallow, yes, or take the blood out of the human being blood, and the blood comes inside its body, inside this insect body, that blood will be tahir. That blood will be tahir because of the intiqal. We call it al-tahara an tariq al-intiqal, purity according to the intiqal movement. Okay, or transferring, exactly. Okay, but if the blood comes from a person himself, no, that is najis. All the blood, definitely, brothers, we have dam al-juruhi and al-quruh, the blood of the scars, okay, dam al-hayd, dam al-nifas, and also what do we have, what kind of dam al-istihada, istihada qaleela, mutawassita, kathira, all these bloods are najis. All these blood are najis, except some damaj juruhi wal quruh, but in specific conditions, shurut khassa, that we will take it in the future, inshallah. All right. Now, like when he doubts whether a thing is blood or not, or if he does not now, whether it is the blood of, yes, the blood of a mosquito or a human being, the thing is pak, you see, you hear me, the thing is pak, and it is not necessary, and it is not necessary, and it is what? Not necessary. Again, I repeat this last line. Whether it is the blood of a mosquito or a human being, now he suspect this blood, it is for mosquito or it is for human beings. Definitely for mosquito, it is what? Tahir. For human beings, it is what? It is najis. Here, the thing is pak, just like the water under core, al-ma aqal min al-core, it is what? It is tahir, because we are not sure that this is the blood of a human being, and it is not necessary to make investigation. You shouldn't go and investigate to check out. No, you don't need to check out or inquiry about it, or even you go and ask Sheikh or Alim. No, you don't need, since that you are suspecting this thing. Okay, it is pak and it is tahir. It is pak and it is tahir. All right, brothers and sisters, do you have a question now? Any question? No question?
Okay.
That's great. I think this is enough for today. This is enough for today for توضيح المسائل. And we reached to issue 124. Inshallah, tomorrow we will continue this. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.